Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you to all my listeners. It's Monday, March 11th, 2019, and today is another live power hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. I welcome all my listeners here in the United States, as well as those worldwide. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks solely because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, like I mentioned, today is Monday, March 11th, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's another power hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. Now, if you would like a private, 1 hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. Again, if you would like a private 1 hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. Well, takeovers are alive and well. Merger Monday. You got it. Okay. Let's get right to it. Let's get into the tall weeds. I identified Mellanox, Symbol, Mary, Larry, Nancy, X-Ray on December 21st, 2018 as a potential takeover target. Stock then was trading at approximately $89. Well, let's fast forward it to today. I'm taking a well-deserved victory lap. You got it. This morning, Mellanox gets bought out by NVIDIA for $125 in cash. That's right. That's up approximately 40% from when I identified it to all my listeners back on December 21st, 2018. I guess there was an all-out bidding war for this name, Mellanox. Supposedly, the suspects were Intel, Xilinx, and NVIDIA, with NVIDIA winning out. Wow. Like I said, takeovers are alive and Well, it's just wild how this happens. I have to tell you, if you had Mellanox in your portfolio and you woke up this morning, how terrific was this? It's right. What do I always say? It doesn't get any better than this. So I'll add Mellanox to the list of companies that I had identified since July 23rd, 2018, as potential takeover targets that were bought out. Let's add it to the list. I identified Pandora, bought out. I identified Bojangles, bought out. I identified Red Hat, bought out. I identified Tesoro, bought out. I identified Celgene, bought out. And today, we add Mellanox to the list of companies that I identified as a potential takeover target, bought out. So, who could be next in the tech/chip space? Because if we learned anything from history, rarely is it just a one-off. So, if there's gonna continue to be M&A in the tech/chip space, what other companies could be next? Well, I have identified over the last few months three companies that I'll mention now again. I have identified that could be potential takeover targets. Now, you got a pen and piece of paper? Not only are you going to need it for these names, but I got a bunch of names to give you from now to the rest of the show that you're going to want to put down and you're going to want to jot down. You're going to want to do your homework, your due diligence on these names. So who else could it be? AMBA, CY, which is Cypress Semiconductor. AMBA is Ambarella. And one that I've spoken about numerous times, as a potential takeover target that trades under $10 is BlackBerry, symbol BB, which, from what I read, is more of a software play / chip play, but more software than a hardware play. So the three companies that you may want to jot down, or you should jot down and do your own homework: Ambarella, symbol AMBA, Cypress Semiconductor, Charlie Yellow, and BlackBerry. B. Wow. This is not a job. I love doing this. I love identifying potential takeover targets for all my listeners worldwide. That's right. I'm in my studio now on Long Island. And there are a bunch of people in here listening live to my one-hour show. Well, I've had numerous listeners asking me to identify potential takeovers in the oil patch. Well, I found a March 7th, a recent 24/7 WallStreet.com article The headline? Why 4 exploration and production energy stocks may be takeover targets. The article starts out by saying, with the price of oil seemingly range-bound since rallying from the lows, and acreage prices in prime territories like the Permian Basin and the Bakken Shale looking incredibly reasonable, some on Wall Street are beginning to think some mergers and acquisition activity could be coming as soon as this spring. The article goes on to say that in a new research report, an analyst from SunTrust, Robinson Humphrey, a very good regional investment banking firm, feel that the Permian, Bakken, and Eagle Ford are ripe for consolidation given the steep acreage discounts within the top regions. Okay, so let's get down. Let's get into the tall weeds. Who do they start out with? Callon Petroleum. Symbol, Charlie, Peter, Eddie. Okay? Callon Petroleum is an independent oil and natural gas company engaged in the exploration, development, acquisition, and production of oil and natural gas properties. The company is focused on the acquisition and development of unconventional oil and natural gas reserves in the Permian Basin. Specifically, Callon's drilling activity focuses on the horizon development of various prospective intervals in the Midland Basin, including multiple levels of the Wolfcamp Formation and the Lower Spraberry Shale. Callon made a huge $570 million acquisition of the 29,000 net acres last May, which more than doubled the Delaware Basin footprint. So, the first company you're going to jot down is Callon Petroleum, symbol, Charlie, Paul, Eddie. Number two, they mention Carrizo Oil and Gas. This is a top energy stock for value buyers to consider. Carrizo Oil and Gas, the symbol, Charlie, Robert, Zebra, Oscar, is a Houston-based energy company actively engaged in the exploration, development, and production of oil and gas from resource plays located in the United States. Carrizo's current operations are principally focused in proven producing oil and gas plays, primarily in the Eagle Ford Shale, the Utica Shale in Ohio, the Niobrara Formation in Colorado, and the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania. The article goes on to say that many on Wall Street see the company as one of the best positioned to the low break-even costs, solid operating scale, and a very good balance sheet with ample liquidity. Top analysts also think the company may take advantage of difficult situations for others and make acquisitions, especially in the Eagle Ford. So put Carrizo, C-R-Z-O, on your radar screen. The third company in this article is Matador Resources. Symbol, Mary, Tom, David, Robert. This company has been mentioned recently as a potential takeover target. And it is another new member of the Best Idea list. Wow. You gotta love the Best Idea list. Matador is an independent energy company that engages in the exploration, development, and production and acquisition of natural gas resources in the United States. The company's primarily holds interests in the Wolf, Camp, and Bone Spring plays in the Delaware Basin in southeast New Mexico and West Texas. It also operates the Eagle Ford Shale play in South Texas and the Haynesville and Cotton Valley plays in Northwest Louisiana and East Texas. That was Matador Resources, symbol MTDR. And the fourth, last but not least mention, Parsley Energy. This is another smaller capitalization stock for aggressive investors to consider. Parsley Energy, symbol on the New York, P.E., Paul Eddy, is an oil and gas producer with 227,000 net acres in the Permian Basin. The majority of acreage sits on the Midland side of the basin, but the company also holds a small acreage position in the Delaware Basin. Through strategic acquisitions and acreage swaps, it has grown its acreage position since its initial public offering and has over 7,900 horizontal locations across multiple prospective zones. The company is a catalyst rich and is a Permian Basin pure play. Parsley Energy has some of the strongest wells in the basin, generating returns that are among the best in the industry. It is also rapidly de-risking its drilling inventory and is well positioned to continue to beat its strong growth projections. Okay, those were four names in this 24/7 WallStreet.com article dated March 7th. So jot them down again. Callon Petroleum, symbol Charlie, Paul, Eddie. Carrizo Oil and Gas, symbol Charlie, Robert, Zebra, Oscar. Matador Resources, symbol Mary, Tom, David, Robert, and Parsley Energy, symbol P.E. Wow, that was one very good article. Now, if you would like a one-hour private takeover workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. My email address, jot it down, is takeovertalk@AOL.com. That's takeovertalk@AOL.com. Wow. I say it many times, and I'll say it again. Takeovers are alive and well. I did some homework over the weekend. Jot this name down. Zayo Group. That's right. Symbol. Zebra. Adam. Yellow. Oscar. I found a January 28th, 2019 TheStreet.com article. The headline is Zayo Group jumps on reports that Google CenturyLink are interested in buyout. Now, this is the bandwidth infrastructure company, which reportedly is a buyout target for Alphabet and CenturyLink, as mentioned in this article. Zayo, through its subsidiaries, provides bandwidth infrastructure solutions for the communications industry in the United States, Canada, and Europe. Okay? Now, this company is currently trading at around $27. This article went out to say that the buyout offers were reportedly in the low to mid $30 range. So I did a bit more homework on this name, Zayo. And I found today, a Seeking Alpha article that mentioned Zayo. And it says Wells Fargo, that's right, the very large bank, sees a $35 share Zayo base case. It says Wells Fargo sees a base case takeover valued at $35 per share for Zayo. Symbol Z-A-Y-O. Wow. It went on to say, last week, Zayo delayed its annual meeting to consider its strategic options. An activist investor, Starboard Value, wrote a letter suggesting a sale might be the best option for shareholders. Wow. This article mentioned that, and that the analyst over, I guess, at Wells Fargo sees a 70% chance of a go private deal and 30% chance of Zayo rebounding on its own with operational execution. The analyst calls the $35 base case conservative. Conservative. And the value represents a 20% upside to Friday's close. Again, like I mentioned, takeovers are alive and well. I want you to jot down Zayo Group. Seems to be front and center. Z-A-Y-O. That is Zayo Group. Okay. So, I'd like to mention, do a little housekeeping of a couple companies. I'd like to mention a couple names that I had identified before, going back the last few months, as potential takeover targets. The first one I'd like to discuss is one that has been plenty of takeover chatter for the last couple, 3 years. It is the internet security company, FireEye. Symbol, Frank, Eddie, Yellow, Eddie. That's right, FireEye. I saw today that J.P. Morgan, the monster bank, upgraded FireEye today. To an overweight, they put a $20 price target on FireEye. FireEye's trading a little bit under $17 today. And what do I always mention? The reason why I'm talking about FireEye and this J.P. Morgan upgrade is because you have to first like any potential takeover target. You have to first like it as a standalone company. First and foremost, that's number one, numero uno. And J.P. Morgan obviously likes FireEye. FireEye is trading at a discount to where J.P. Morgan put its price target at $20. I know in the past when I've been pounding the table that I've identified FireEye, there's been plenty of chatter over the last few days. Excuse me, the last few years. Last few years that FireEye might catch an M&A bid closer to $30, maybe even $35. Maybe. That's why you have to like these companies as standalones. So I would be remiss if I did not mention this J.P. Morgan upgrade to an overweight on FireEye. Jot that down. Keep that one on your radar screen. That is the internet security company, FireEye, symbol F-E-Y-E. Another name that I've been mentioning over the last couple, 3 weeks is Intercept Pharmaceuticals, symbol Ida, Charlie, Paul, Tom. ICPT. That's right. The article that I was making reference to recently is a March 5th, 2019 article. Again, 247wallstreet.com. It's the headline, How Intercept Pharma Shares Could See Blockbuster Drug and See Its Shares Double. This has been a name that has been mentioned as a potential takeover target in the past. This company, Intercept Pharma, already has one FDA-approved drug. That's right. Ocaliva, that's it. I'm sorry, I may not be able to pronounce it correctly. Ocaliva is the FDA-approved drug. And they came and they reported strong net product revenues in 2018 of approximately $178 million. But I guess the sizzle on this name is the drug they're working on as a potential treatment for the liver disease. We know the acronym as NASH, which I had mentioned numerous times. There are many companies out there working on a potential treatment for NASH, the Holy Grail. Who's going to be the first one? In this article, you better sit down for this one. That's why, I'm mentioning it, and you better jot this name down. ICPT is the symbol. Wedbush Securities, the regional brokerage firm, has an outperform rating on Intercept, okay? They already had one. An outperform, but what stands out in this article is that the firm's analyst has a $251 price target. That implies a well over 100% in implied upside. Unlike many other speculative companies within biotech and emerging pharma, like I mentioned, Intercept, ICPT, is already generating revenues. And it is not usually the case that companies with actual sales happening are called on for upside of more than 100%. This article goes on to say, so please put Intercept, ICPT, on your radar screen again. I've been talking about this one the last few weeks. I highly doubt today will be the last time I'll be mentioning it to all my listeners. Intercept is up approximately $3 today at $104. Keep in mind the Wedbush analyst, which has an outperform on Intercept, has a $251 price target. That's right. That's right. This stock is trading at 103. Okay. Well, I wanted to take a few minutes and let my listeners know, because I love telling my listeners when I go out and grab good food, good drink, I meet good people. I like to mention the name of the restaurant that I go to. And I've been going to one as of recently. It's in Glen Cove, New York. So I know my listener base is worldwide, but if anyone finds themselves in Long Island, specifically Nassau County, specifically Glen Cove, you gotta go to Vivo Osteria. That's right. This Italian restaurant, it's not only Italian food, but it's good Colombian food as well. So I'd say it's an Italian/Colombian restaurant. The owners, such nice people. You ask for Tatiana or Chef Manny, I have to tell you, the nicest people, the best food, the best drink. I also go there because one of my buddies, Michael, he's the bartender. He's there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But he answers to his nickname, Goldie. You go there. You ask for Goldie. You go there. You ask for Tatiana. You go there. You ask for Chef Manny. You won't be disappointed. Again, great food, great drink, great people. That's Vivo Osteria. You mentioned to those three people that Bobby Cohen from Takeover Talk sent you. I recommend it. Okay? Put that one on your radar screen. Vivo Osteria in Glen Cove, New York. Okay. Wow, this hour is flying. It is flying, I have to tell you. Wow. Unbelievable. Boy, I have to tell you, doesn't there seem to be a romance between Wall Street and M&A? There is. I feel it. I feel that love. I feel the romance between Wall Street and M&A. That's right. And I feel it. It's strong. It's very strong. And I always mention, takeovers are alive and well. That's right. Now, if you would like a one-hour private Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, just drop me off an email now at takeovertalk@AOL.com. That's right. That's takeovertalk@AOL.com. Now, I have to tell you, 2018 was a robust year for M&A, especially, I believe, from what I read and the people I speak to, in the restaurant business. That's right. And I'm still getting continuous emails asking me, can I identify restaurant chains that might be potential takeover targets in 2019? Well, pick up that pen and piece of paper again, because I found approximately four names that you're going to want to jot down. I found a very good restaurant business online.com article. That's right. Restaurantbusinessonline.com article that I found. It was dated January 29th. That's right. Just a few months ago, 2019. This article says, listen to this. This article goes on to say that more than 70 restaurant chains have traded hands over the past 2 years so far. That pace of merger and acquisition activity hasn't slowed down in 2019. That's right. It says several others are for sale, too, including at least four publicly traded restaurant chains. The article goes on to say we cannot recall a period in which so many publicly traded chains were actively looking for buyers at the same time. Like I said, it definitely looks like to me that M&A activity in the restaurant space is very robust. But it says, but just because a company is looking to sell itself doesn't mean it actually will. Keep that in mind. A handful of companies in recent years have tested the sale waters, but unfortunately concluding that buyers wouldn't pay enough to warrant a deal. Indeed, all four companies on the market present challenges that may make a sale more uncertain. And it says, here's a look at the companies on the market and who could become a target. Okay, you ready? A name I have mentioned before. Jack in the Box. Symbol, Jack. J-A-C-K. Stock trades at around $77.50. That's right. There may be no restaurant company has deployed as many financial strategies to bolster its stock price in recent years than San Diego-based company Jack in the Box. That's right. It has cut corporate overhead. It went from a mostly company-owned system to an asset-light franchisor over a decade. It sold off a secondary chain in QBOBA, and yet it has an activist investor pushing for a sale, an activist franchisee filing lawsuits and calling for a new operator. It says here, best case scenario, it gets sold to a multi-brand operator that can repair franchise relations and improve operate a process enough that they want to add locations. So first and foremost, put Jack in the Box on your radar screen, J-A-C-K. The next name, again, another name that I have mentioned over the last few months, Papa John's. That's right, Papa John's, symbol, Paul, Zebra, Zebra, Apple. Current price, $45. Okay? It says, of the four companies that are mentioned, this is the only one that hasn't officially stated it's looking for buyers. But the pizza chain has been taking offers for months now. Papa John's was widely viewed as an attractive takeover target last summer after its stock price plunged. It has international growth prospects, sizable digital ordering capabilities, and delivery expertise. Pizza is still popular, but there's also the wild card in the form of the disgraced founder, John Schnatter, who owns approximately 30% of the company and has been agitating for a return to a more active role in the company. The company's stock price, meanwhile, has yo-yoed along with the confidence in the prospects of a purchase, which is currently lukewarm. There's a lot to be had here for the right buyer, but the price may not be attractive enough. Now, a lot has happened since Papa John, I believe, since the writing of this article. I believe the activist shareholder has made a more of an equity investment. So you have to do your homework, your real-time homework on Papa John's, symbol P-Z-Z-A. The next company that's mentioned is Del Frisco's Restaurant Group. That's right, the symbol D-F-R-G, David, Frank, Robert, George. This is a sub-$10 stock. This stock is currently trading at approximately $8. Last year, Del Frisco's bought Barteca Restaurant Group in a massive deal and then sold off the struggling Sullivan's Steakhouse chain to Romano's Macaroni Grill. Just like that, the company was loaded with assets featuring a flagship upscale chain in Del Frisco's Grill to go with a pair of growth concepts in Barcelona Wine and Bartaco. That clearly didn't satisfy investors. Del Frisco's stock at the time fell more than 50% last year, and the company has an activist investor that wants it to sell. So the article says, what should it do? It could sell the whole thing, it says, but Del Frisco's has a lot of debt, which could discourage buyers. It could sell off part of the brand to pay down debt. One invention selling Bartaco, for instance, but why sell a growth concept you just bought? That's the question. So put Del Frisco's Restaurant Group on your radar screen. Do your own homework on that. Do your own due diligence. The next name that's mentioned as a potential takeover target in the restaurant space is Papa Murphy's Pizza. That's right, Papa Murphy's Pizza, symbol FRSH, Frank, Robert, Sam, Harry. This stock also sub-$10. This company trades at approximately $5.75. This is the Vancouver, Washington-based chain of take-and-bake pizza places. Didn't get off to the right foot when it went public in 2014, and some franchisees of the company sued the company. Murphy's has struggled with weak sales and closing locations. Unit count has declined by 82 locations to still 1,460 as of last November. the chain has been refinancing company locations. Okay? It says here at the end of this, of Papa Murphy's Pizza, sales have started to improve. Its 2.1% decline in the third quarter of last year was its best performance in 3 years, which says something about those 3 years. And sales have turned positive in the fourth quarter, a major milestone. Again, that was Papa Murphy's Pizza. Symbol, fresh, C-F-R-S-H. Frank, Robert, Sam, Harry at $5.75. And then last but not least, the article goes on to say, is there anyone else that could be a potential takeover target in the restaurant space? And yes, yes, it goes on to mention Red Robin, another company that I had mentioned to all my listeners on Takeover Talk a few months ago. The symbol of Red Robin is Robert George Boy. That's Red Robin at $27.50. Okay, so again, the names and symbols of potential takeover targets in the restaurant space in 2019, but you got to do your own homework. Jack in the Box, symbol Jack. Stock's currently trading at around $77.50. Papa John's Pizza, another name we had mentioned, PZZA. Stock's trading at approximately $45. Del Frisco's Restaurant Group, David, Frank, Robert, George. Papa Murphy Pizza, FRSH, that's Frank, Robert, Sam, Harry, and that's at $5.75. Del Frisco's is trading at approximately $8. And last but not least was Red Robin, which we had mentioned also as a potential takeover target. Symbol is Robert George Boy. Okay, that's right. Gave you a bunch of names now. This was in the restaurant space. I gave you a bunch of names that was in the oil and gas patch, also the oil patch, okay? I also had mentioned Zayo Group, okay? And unbelievable, just unbelievable. You know what? We are only into the second week of March, and there has been plenty of M&A activity. And from what I read and from the people that I speak to, this looks like it's just going to be the beginning. Okay? I guess, you know what? M&A, like I said, there seems to be a romance between Wall Street and M&A. So you really want to embrace as some sort of a theme for 2019, because if one of the companies that you have in your portfolio, because you identified, because you liked it as a standalone company, get some M&A, that's some serious tailwind. That's some serious gas in the tank. And boy, you too will wake up one Monday, one Tuesday, one Wednesday, one Thursday, one Friday, one Saturday, one Sunday, and you'll see your company, maybe one of your companies, maybe, was taken over. And you're going to say to yourself, like I say to myself, I love this. I love this. Takeovers are alive and well. If you would like a private one-hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now at takeovertalk@aol.com. That's takeovertalk@aol.com. Okay, I have a few more minutes, so, you know, I'd like just to discuss other names that I have mentioned. Believe it or not, Takeover Talk, the genesis of this show, everything was started back in that day, July 23rd, 2018. Wow, still less than a year ago. Look at all the traction that we have. Look at all the goodwill. All the goodwill that we have on this show as well. But it would be nothing. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank all my listeners. Because like I always mention, and it's not a punchline, it's an honor to serve all my listeners. It really is. And I want you to know, I never confuse brains with the bull market. Not me. Like I mentioned numerous times on all my shows, it ain't easy making money in the stock market. You got to do your homework. You got to do your own due diligence. But if I can just guide you to what I think could be potential gold nuggets out there that could be one day potential takeover targets, then I've done my job. But again, if you need to contact me, you email me at takeovertalk@AOL.com. That's right. You contact me at takeovertalk@AOL.com. If you have any questions, if you want to speak to me, Bobby Cohen, okay? If you have any questions about anything that's on your mind, especially if it has to do with M&A, I'm your guy. I'm not saying I have all the answers. Nobody does. But sometimes, you know what? Sometimes I get my best ideas from other people. That's right. I surround myself with very smart people. Some people say that may make me a smart person. I don't know. I don't know how smart I am. But I have to tell you, I surround myself with very smart people. Okay? Well, look, I was just told my hour is already up here. And boy, I have to tell each and every one of my listeners worldwide, I really enjoyed this 1 hour show. And again, if you would like to contact me, please shoot me off an email now at takeovertalk@AOL.com. And I will be on bbsradio.com next Monday, March 18th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm looking forward to all my listeners turning on my show, Takeover Talk. Have a terrific week. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.